The Mishnah of Zayin in Masechet Sukkah quotes the Machlekes HaTanoim about the darshan the pasuk of Sukkah's Teshu Kein Taduru. Everybody agrees that's what the meaning of the phrase is, Kein Taduru. But there was a two radically different ways of understanding what that means. So Rabbi Eliezer understood that the Halacha is telling us that we have to mimic a dira. Whatever you do in a yadira in your house, that's exactly what you're mechuyev to do in the sukkah. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, a normal person eats two meals a day. He eats a sudas barik and a sudas erev. Lunch was made up in Western civilization 300 years ago. Someone decided to eat lunch. In the olden days, people just ate sudas barik and sudas erev. That's what shal shus, a third meal, because that's something special. So an average person eats two meals a day. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer did the math. Yudalat sudas chayvad al-lacha basukkah. 7 days of sukkahs, two meals a day. You have to eat 14 meals. That's the chi of goma. That's the chi of deraisa basukkahs teishashivas yom. The Gemara then says that maybe Rabbi Eliezer may have actually backed out from that, but at least at one time in history, Rabbi Eliezer thought that's what teishu kein taduru means. And the Chachamim responded that teishu kein taduru is not a mechayev to that extent. It's actually a poiter. Ma dira iboy ochli boy lo ochil. So to the sukkah, boy, ochli boy, lo'achil. Just as during the week, let's say, during the year, if I want to skip breakfast, I skip breakfast. If I want to skip supper, I skip supper. So too, if you want to skip a meal on sukkah, that's okay. You boy, ochli boy, lo'achil. So teishu kein taduru is not a mechayev, like Rabbi Eliezer said. It's actually a poiter, according to the Chachamim. So Gemara asks, yihochi, belayla rishon inami. So the first night of sukkah, you should say the same svar. He says, no, that's ridiculous. That's not true. The first night is, of course, there's a chiyav, even according to the Chachamim, because the gzeir shava chmishos. It says chmishos by Pesach, chmishos by Sukkos. So just as on the first night of Pesach, you're mechuyav to eat, it's not an option. So to on Sukkos, the first night you're mechuyav to eat. That's how the sukkah ends. So we, of course, follow the view of the Chachamim. It could be even Rabbi Eliezer may have backpedaled to follow the view of the Chachamim, but we for sure paskin like the Chachamim. So therefore, the rest of the week is not a chiyav. It's not a chiyav in the sense of you don't have to go ahead and do it. If you do decide to do a ma'isadir, as we said, whatever ma'isadir is called, a chilas keva, a shena, whatever you think ma'isadir is, then the ma'isadir has to be done in the sukkah. It's done out of the sukkah, that's a bit limit. So, but you're not mechuyav to do a ma'isadir. You want to starve, you want to eat potato chips, you want to eat fruit, you want to not sleep for 7 days, gezum da'it. But in the first out of sukkah, it's all bets are off. First out of sukkah, everyone agrees it's a chiyav government, a Torah derived from chagamatzis. So there is a major question in the Rishonim about how to understand this Yalfus, or this derivation from Pesach to Sukkos. The Machlokes may reflect itself in the following, a very real Shaila Maisa. The Mishnah says in the second parak of Masechet Sukkah that Yoradu Geshamim, so Yaitzim in Sukkah. It starts to rain, so you leave the Sukkah. You're not Mechuyav to eat in the Sukkah in the rain. Why is that? So Tosfos explains, because Mitztar is Potter in a Sukkah. That the Gemara says, also at the end of the second Berach of Sukkah, that the din is you have to live ke'esh, teshu ke'ein taduru. So you don't live in a place. If you would have a leaking ceiling, so you go to another house. If you have if it's freezing cold, you go to another place. It would be smelling like skunks, and you can find a better place where it's not smelling like skunks. You go to another place. So whenever you find yourself in a situation where you're very uncomfortable, so mitzvah is patur b'nei sukkah. So that's the pashta dvarim. That's why Yad Gesham is patur as well. Once we say that you're patur b'nei sukkah, then there's no reason to do it. Like Meichat Eisa, why should I sit in the sukkah in the rain? I'm going to get wet and gain nothing because it's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is teishu kein taduru. There's nishkein kein taduru. So that's what the Rishami says, that a pot b'nei davar yoseh nikra hedyot, that if a person does something that he's patur from doing, so he's considered to be a fool. So the Paiskim right, that's referring to this din, that if a person eats in the soup in the rain, so that's that doesn't make any sense. It's nikra hedyot. So the whole group of Rishonim say, "Bemedev amamurim," that there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah in the rain. That's the rest of the week of Sukkos. But the first night of Sukkos, so I give the following mashal. Let's say you were sitting at your seder table and it started to leak. So you would say, "Oh, apart from matzah, it depends if you're into gebroch, so you know, make sure your matzah doesn't get wet. But if you're not to wear gebroch, so you eat your matzah even though it's raining, it's very uncomfortable. As well. Since when is a mitzvah? Apart from mitzvahs." Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon is part of mitzvahs. Some say maybe it's under certain categories, maybe some Chodesh Yesh B'Sakon, maybe it's part of mitzvahs essay, maybe, depending on some details of that question. But Lo Shemarot of Zemiyanu, because the person's a little bit uncomfortable that he's part of mitzvahs, like Mecha Tezim, guy has a little headache, so it's part of Tom Torah, part of mitzvahs. He doesn't feel well, so his allergies are bothering him, but that's like Kriyash B'Tanayim, like a joke. So the guy's uncomfortable, so Mecha Tezim is part of the Sukkah. So the answer is, that's a special prat in Uchas Sukkah, because the nature of the mitzvah is so that tour of Teishu Kein Taduru doesn't carry over to Matzah. The Marshal, the famous Maaseh from Chaim Oizer, that that it was very cold in Vilna, Sukkot time. So there was a, Chaim Moshe was an older man, so a certain guest came one night, Chol HaMoed, to visit him. So it was time to eat supper. So Chaim Moshe told the person, you go out to eat the sukkah because, you know, it's cold, but I'm an older person, I'm very uncomfortable. You're a young guy, you can eat the sukkah. So the fellow went out to the sukkah, started to eat there. A minute later, Chaim Moshe comes out in his big Russian winter coat. So he comes out and he sits down with the person and eats supper with him. So the person asked, Rebbe, you told me a minute ago that you're potter from sukkah. He said, yeah, you're right, I'm talking about from sukkah, but I realized afterwards I'm still chayv in achnas zorchem. So I said, it's not proper achnas zorchem, but you should be eating outside, you should be eating inside. It's not nice. Half the rechem kamoichem. But star is not a pointer from half the rechem kamoichem. First date in the story. Anyway, so mitzvah is not a pointer from matzah. So some Yishayim said, Abba Zoy, the mitzvah is not a pointer from matzah. So then it's not a pointer from the first out of sukkahs either, because the first out of sukkahs is derived from matzah. So whatever the klalim are, whatever the chiyuvim are, the first out of Pesach, we may carry over to sukkahs. And therefore, there's no p'tor of mitzvah. That's what some Yishayim said. Other Yishayim said, Mapitom. So it's derived from matzah, but at the end of the day, it's still a mitzvah of sukkah, and the mitzvah of sukkah can only be performed when you're comfortable. So what exactly is the nature of this machlokes? So usually in the yeshivas, they explain the nature of the machlokes is as follows. The starting point of the mitzvah of sukkah is, you don't really have to eat if you don't want to. You want to have fruit, the potato chips all week, that's okay. But comes the Torah's machadish to be a new mitzvah on the first night. So what's the nature of that halacha? This pshat, that's really part of the mitzvah of sukkah. There are two tracks of sukkah. There are two dirms, a brisket Torah. There are two parts of the mitzvah of sukkah. There's the mitzvah of sukkah as a chi of gomer, that's the first night. And then there's the mitzvah of sukkah, if and when you decide to do my sediris, that's the rest of sukkahs. But it's the same mitzvah. Or make a bracha leishim sukkah. It's basically the same mitzvah sukkah station as yomim. It just has a little bit of a different presentation on the first night than from the rest of the week. Or do I say no? That the first night of sukkah is not really a mitzvah leishim sukkah. It's actually a mitzvah achila. It's a mitzvah to eat. Where do you eat? You have to eat in the sukkah. You have to do that mitzvah achila. There's a mitzvah of achila slel tesv of Tishrei. Where does the achila have to take place? So on Pesach night it takes place in your house with the kizayis and matzah. On Sukkot night it takes place with a piece of challah or matzah also inside the sukkah. But the sukkah is not the nature of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah, it's an achilas chayv b'lel tesvav, and that tzuras achila has to take place dafka in the sukkah. So if that's the case, so then if the name of the mitzvah is not Basukas Teshvu, so that it's the word Teshvu that carries with it all the Peturim of Mitztayer. So if it's not a din of Teshvu, it's a din of Achila, so there's no Peturim of Mitztayer on Achila. That's usually the way it's explained what the Machlokes HaMishayim is all about. The Vilna Gaon has added nuance to this Shaila. The Gaon writes in the Biragron in Chesukah that he thinks the Ikra did is a Irali Potter, even on the first night of Sukkah. It's not because of what we said, because it's a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. So the void is because it's not called a Sukkah. The Gra holds that a Sukkah that's raining is not a Ptur Mitztar. Not like other Rishayim say that it's Yipotik of the Ptur HaGavra. The Gaon holds that Ptur HaGavra means, let's say, I'm sitting in the sukkah, and there's a bad smell outside, or a lot of kids making a racket outside. So that sukkah is a kosher sukkah. There's nothing wrong, nothing deficient with the sukkah. It's just that I, as a gavra, I can't fall asleep because there's a lot of noise. I can't enjoy my meal because I'm smelling a skunk. So those are pturim of mitzta'er. But the sukkah be'atzmus is called the sukkah. When it's raining, says the goyin, it's not functioning as l'sachech. L'sachech means it's protection. The whole idea of a sukkah is supposed to be to protect you. I'm protecting. It's drenched. It's pouring. The water's coming through the schach. Again, you can't make if you make the schach so thick that the water doesn't go through, then Rabbi Natan says it could be it's possible. Maybe that's a bias, but it's not called a sukkah anymore. That's a different story. But says the Gra, if the sukkah can't function as a protection, doesn't this gain a sukkah? So says the Goyin, it doesn't matter what your lumdus is. Whether you think it's a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, it's achilah b'sukkah. At the end of the day, you can't do it because it's nishkein sukkah. So there are three possibilities out there. What does that take on a sukkah on the first night of the rain? So according to some Rishonim, you're takachayev. According to other Rishonim, you're potter, because it's basically the same mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah we have b'derech chiyu, but it's subject to the same turba mitzvah potter b'sukkah. And according to the Goyin, it's not the yapotur. It's just yapotur because you can't do it. Because lamaisi, you don't have a sukkah. Because what, you're going to sit out in a hut with a bamboo on it that's drenching rain coming through. It is not considered to be eating in the sukkah. You might as well eat outside. You might as well eat inside. Why should you get wet for no reason? So three different sheetahs. How do we pass in the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the difference between the first night and the subsequent night, except the Ramah does. The Ramah writes that you mechuyev tidin the sukkah on the first night. It seems from the Ramah that he tells it b'toras vaday. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from all the later Rechavarim who say we're not really sure what the din is. That the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this distinction. The Ramah does, the Goyin doesn't. Back and forth, the Mishnah Berurah throws his hands up and says, We're not really sure whether there's a Ptur Mitzdara on the first night of night. So therefore, because it is Suffolk, what you should do is as follows. Let's say if it's raining on the first night of Sukkot, Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't go run right away to go eat in the house. On the other hand, you shouldn't go run to eat in the Sukkot either. You should wait a little bit. Wait it out, see what happens. Maybe it'll stop raining for a little while. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't stop. It's pouring. Well, let's say Bismanazel. We have the weather forecast. It says it's 100% rain for the 3 weeks. So it's not going to stop raining in the next few hours. So what do you do? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, what you do is as follows. You go out to the sukkah, you make kiddush, and you eat a piece of challah in the sukkah without a bracha. Why? I can't make a lishim sukkah. On the other hand, maybe I'm chayav. So if me sveka, between like a sveka there, I say l'chumra. But some of your brachas local. So you eat the kazai, whatever you think the amount you have to eat is. You eat it in the sukkah and then show him without a bracha. And then you go back to the house and you eat the rest of the meal. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, right away, let's say I'm in the middle of the meal and all of a sudden the clouds apart, the rain stops, it's not dripping anymore. It's a beautiful, beautiful, comfortable 11 o'clock at night, beautiful, beautiful, comfortable sukkah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you better go out again and eat again because maybe you want yet to the first time, because Al Atzadi you were potter when it was raining, you weren't yaitse. And now says the Mishnah, you can make a bracha b'choladeis. Why? Because even if you were yaitse when it was raining, it's no worse than the rest of cholamot. And cholamot, I can also make a bracha. So says the Mishnah, go out a second time, have another piece of challah the sukkah a second time with a leisha b'sukkah, and you're good to go b'choladeis. That's the famous psak in the Mishnah. But then the Mishnah throws in a curveball at the end of the psak, which became very controversial. Mishnah writes that let's say the following happens: that you came from shul, it's pouring rain, you waited, whatever you did, you didn't wait, whatever the issue is, and you went ahead and you made your made kiddush, you ate your kazayas without a bracha, you come back to the house, you finish your meal, and you bench, and it's still pouring rain. You learn for a little while, it's still pouring rain. And you go to sleep, and all of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the morning, bracha, boo, you wake up, bracha kiddush, you wake up, you look outside, you can see the full moon, it's clear, beautiful fall night. So now what do? Says Mishabu, you don't have to go back to the sukkah anymore. You know why? B'manashach, says the Mishabu. He says, if you hold that mitzvah is chayiv on the first night, so then you are yaitzeh ready. You were yaitzeh 6 hours ago in the pouring rain. If you hold that mitzvah is patra on the first night, I'm already in pajamas. I'm already in bed. I'm sleeping now. So I look out the window. Oh my goodness, what a pain in the neck. I gotta go shlepsach, go downstairs. It's until I clear off the chairs, until I find a place. It's wet on the table. I gotta bring a napkin. What a pain in the neck. So says Mishabu, you're patra. So Mishnah Berurah says, "B'manav shechi not mechuv to go down to the famous pesach of Mishnah Berurah." So many acharedim disagree with this pesach of Mishnah Berurah based on the following. According to the Gra, it's not a good cheshbon with Mishnah Berurah saying, because it could be that la'oila mitzdar is chayiv on the first night. There's no p'tor mitzdar on the first night. It's just that kol zman that it's raining, there's nishkeim sukkah. So now at 3 o'clock in the morning, when it's not raining anymore, so then it becomes a sukkah. So once it's a sukkah, so now mechuv. Now we have to go back to the sukkah. Ayach mitzdayer, but according to after we show, there's no ptur mitzdayer. When you ate at 7 o'clock at night in the pouring rain, you weren't yaitze, not because of the ptur mitzdayer. You weren't yaitze because it was nishken sukkah. Of at 3 o'clock in the morning, tach is a sukkah again. So that's what many poskim say. So remember, many years ago, it was raining on the first night of sukkah. So it was a bochur still in Riverdale. It was raining on the first night of sukkah. So Rabbi Ula gave up the whole shir and shul before Meirev to explain it to this Mishnah Berurah, and he quoted those who disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. He gave the whole shul to her. And I remember he kept on saying, "You wake up at 2:45 in the morning. You wake up at 2:45 in the morning. Kachava." So I did. I remember my father. We ran down to the sukkah in the pouring torrential rain. We had a kazayis of mekiddush kazayis. We ran upstairs. We lived in an apartment building. We had a communal sukkah down in the parking lot. So we ran up 4 flights of stairs and then finished our meal, benched and chair, learned for a little bit, went to sleep, and kachava, 2:45 in the morning, to the dot. I woke up at 2:45, looked outside, the moon was clear and everything. So this was the cheshbon, this is it. It was a pain in the neck to go back downstairs. But I overcame the Yetzer Hara, and I went downstairs, and I remember I grabbed a couple of pieces of bread or something, a piece of challah or something, and I ran downstairs, washed, I made a leishah b'sukkah at 2:45 in the morning in the clear sukkah, with the Yetzer mitzvah the rice and choladeus of Yeshiva b'sukkah on the first night of sukkahs. Except according to those who say, after chatzayis na'yed, but we don't hold like that. Okay, good. Anyway, back to this story. Fine. There is another shadow that's raised about the first night of Sukkot that may be related to this issue, and that's what's the shear? How much chal do you have to eat on the first night of Sukkot? So the Ran in Sukkot has a suffix. He's not sure it's the shear kebetz of oid or is the shear kezayis. So if he would have asked me, I would have said, what's the shadow? Much the same shadow. If you hold, it's basically a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, so yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeshiva means dira. Dira means more than kebetz. It means achilas keva. But if you hold, it's a mitzvah achila, so achila is always a kezayis. So the mice, that's what I would have said. So the Ran himself, Taka doesn't say that. The Ran himself says that la'olam, it's really a mitzvah yeshiva, but still maybe a kezayis is good enough. Why? Why is a kezayis not called a dira? Because it's not so choshev. It's just kind of a nash. It's on the run. So says the Ran, but medvamurim that a kezayis is not a dira. That's on third day chalamoy, but you're not really mechuv did it. But in the first night of sukkah, it's a kosov asochayva, kosov kavachayva. That the fact that the Torah says that you have to do it, that grand significance. What is lacking in quantity is mixed up in quality. A kezayis a chal on the first night of sukkah is at least as choshev as a bowl of pasta on the third day chalamoy. It has chashivas for the fact that it's a chiv to do it. So that gufa elevates it to the point of being a yeshiva. So this is not clear. That's for the Ram. Not everyone agrees. So the Ram himself is not sure about that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Chachil is trying to eat a kebetz of oid. The first night of Sukkot, you should try to eat like a mensch. You should try to eat a kebetz of oid like a normal person. You should try to eat at the beginning of the meal. You try to eat the kedechlis prasa. You know, like you sit down by the seder. The same way by the seder. You make a mozi, make a chasbatz, and eat the matzah, shoyden, and that's it. So you should make a mozi by the first night of Sukkot, and then you eat it like a mensch. Whenever we speak about the first night of Sukkot, for us, Chutz La'aretz, we're assuming the second night carries over the same as well. The Mishnah Berurah talks about how much you have to wait, how much you'll be so machmir in the rain the second night. That's already a detail. But the bikaron, one should really try to be yotzei the mitzvah properly on the second night as well. Even though the Mishnah Berurah was a big fan of the waiting story, the Rabbi Willig didn't think that's really necessary to wait. He thought that he's not sure exactly what you're gaining by waiting. Unless it's raining, so what are you waiting for exactly? So he thought that stomp to stare people and make people get upset and tense about this. It was Yontif. You have 30 people in the house waiting, and you're sitting around and waiting for the Shosha time in the Mishnah Berurah, and he didn't think that was such a great strategy. So again, there are different opinions about the waiting. But back to that story. So we have a few nafkaminas here, a few halachas that are potentially resulting from the matzah saga. Now, whatever the din is by matzah, that's the din that carries over by sukkah as well. So there is another question that the Ramah raises in Uchas Sukkah, another possible parallel to matzah, and that is the first mission, the 10th paragraph of Pesachim. Rabbi Pesachim, so you're not supposed to eat late in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. You should eat the matzah with the gishmak, with the hiddur. That's considered to be a greater mitzvah to eat l'teyavon. There are some who say that we want you to eat more matzah, not just l'teyavon, but quantitatively you should eat more. Because some are right, based on the Lashon Rambam, that the more matzah you eat, better say it's a greater kima mitzvah. That kezayis is a minimum shia, but kolamar, a little herezim mishubach, is a greater mitzvah. So we want you to eat more with a gishmak, so that we eat more. That's the lom de shavur. The pashup shad is you can eat the same kezayis, but you can eat it with a gishmak. That's considered to be the hiddur. Fine. So that din appears by Pesach. The Gemara says at Tanoim, beginning of Rabbi Pesachim, whether that din carries over to regular Shabbos and Yom Tov or not. And we pass it not really. We pass it doesn't really carry over. As a lechatchila, we say it does. So lechatchila, you're not supposed to sit down at the 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov and have a whole meal. But meik mikra din, it's really something that's unique about Erev Pesach. So the Ramah writes that the same he thinks is true for Erev Sukkot, because just as we learn out the mitzvah chila basukah from Erev Pesach, so to this iser of eating in the afternoon carries over from Pesach to Sukkot as well. There's a difficult Ramah in Uchos Sukkah. The Ramah writes, and therefore, after Samach Mincha Gedoyla, so a person shouldn't eat in the afternoon. Samach Gedoyla. The Gemara in Pesachim says that the Shiur Samach Mincha Ketana, which is 3 hours later. So by Matz itself, we pass in Shulchan Aruch that the Shiur is Samach Mincha Ketana. So why in the world did the Ramah write Samach Mincha Gedoyla? So I tell Sofer in the Ramah something. We're not sure exactly what the Ramah meant, but all the poskim say that the Shiur is like it is by Pesach. The Shiur is Samach Mincha Ketana, which is again significantly later on in the day. There's another parallel from matzah to sukkah that the Rambam also quotes, is that Tosfos writes at the beginning of Rabbi Pesachim that unlike Shabbos and Yom Tov, where Tosfos holds, not everyone agrees to, but Tosfos on the first day holds, you can start Shabbos early and eat your suda early. So Tosfos says that on Pesach night you can't do that. Why? Because you can be makabel Shabbos from today till tomorrow, but it's not be'erev toch l'matzah, not be'ochel z'bos b'layla, you can't change daylight into nighttime. The mitzvah of matzah is a function of le'ochel mishos. As Reb Chaim says, a marshal, he says that Suda Shabbos, if you miss Friday night Suda, you can make it up Shabbos morning also. You don't have to be Suda because the Bechayv of Suda Shabbos is Kedushas HaShabbos. If you miss eating Matzah by the Tzedi, you can make it up the next day because the Bechayv is not Kedushas HaKabatzah. The Bechayv is Leil Tesvav Nisan. So the Din of Tosefta says, Reb Chaim, that's the Din in Kedushas HaYoim. I can endow the late afternoon, the Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom with Kedushas HaYoim. But I can't make it at night. So the endowment of Kedusha that's accomplished by Tosefes is no better than the next day. So says Reb Chaim, if I'm not yetzi matzah bibi adyom. So there are more rights that the same way you're not yetzi matzah bibi adyom, you're not yetzi in the sukkah bibi adyom as well. And therefore you should wait until Tzeis Kicham. So you shouldn't daven early on Sukkot night. That's why many shuls, the rabbi speaks. Sometimes you have a clash between the two. I remember a few years ago, it was the weather forecast was, it was supposed to start raining early in the night, on the night of first night of Sukkot. So it was a whole tataram. So we want people, the one you have to get home early to be able to eat the suda before it starts to rain the other. We don't want to send everybody home before this month, before Tzitz Kichavim. So I remember the time right before I went to Mincha that day. So I checked the 15-minute weather forecast for Bergenfield. So it was like, let's say, the Shkia was like 6 o'clock. So it said like by 7 o'clock, it's already going to be pouring rain. So I figured we got to get everybody home really, really fast. So I chucked the drusha that year. I didn't say a drusha between Mincha Maariv that year because we'd have a Maariv right after the buzzer of the Shkia. And I told everybody, run home. Go make Kiddush quickly So I told him a half hour after Shkia. I'm Shechta Zman for Krishma. I said a half hour after Shkia, and we'll be to the mitzvah deraisa of eating in the sukkah. So I remember I told Rabbi Willig that story over Chol HaMoed. So he said, why'd you wait so long? Half hour. That's a long time to get home. 25 minutes. Okay, whatever it is. So we told everybody to run home, but everybody ate hamoitzi, and then literally as we were in the middle of eating the challah, you heard thunder. So by 40 minutes, it was already pouring. So all the other shuls that didn't do that, so all of them missed it, had to wait for hours on end until the rain stopped later that night. So all the other people jumped the gun. So I think my kids asked me after what's going on, but tell them the truth. After it stopped raining, didn't you go back to eat more? I said, of course I did. Wait, they're going to rely on half hour after Shkia for Mitzvah Deraisa once a year. I said, of course I ate another Kazayas later. But Mehikra didn't. That was the din. Okay, fine. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Sukkah that when you get to Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, we're in a big, big pickle because we apply the principle of Sveikah D'Yoma to all the Yantavs, all the Dim D'Raisa B'Shul. We carry over Sveikah D'Yoma. So here the Gemara raises the question, what do you do about Hoshana Rabbah is over, now Shmini Atzeres? Although in the Torah you don't eat in the Sukkah anymore, but in the Rabbanim it's still a Sofik of the Yom HaShvi, so you should be Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah again. So the Gemara says, that's a problem. You're going to eat in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, and you're going to make a Leishiv of Sukkah, which we usually do. We make Alechios Matzah the second Seder, we make Lahadik Neshel Yom Tov after Achmed Shal Pesach, we make Likros Halel, we make Alechios Mora, we always make Brach Mekiddish. Everything is based on Sveik of the Yom HaChazal and Mesaket to make Brachas. The Gemara in Shabbos says, why do we make brachas by Sveik of the Yom? It flies in the face of the rules of Sveikas. Normally by Sufik mitzvahs, you don't make brachas. So even if we're not sure whether the second night is Yom Tov, even in the old days when they really weren't sure, what right do we have to make a bracha? You should eat the matzah and don't make a bracha. The Gemara says, you're right. That's what the din should have been. Because I was smarter than that. They knew that if they're going to be misaka without a bracha, no one's going to take it seriously. Everyone's going to laugh. The whole thing is a big joke. It's just a minute. We don't have to really do it. We'll move to Eretz Yisrael. We'll go to Eretz Yisrael for a week. We won't do it anymore. Everyone will come with all kind of kunsim. So therefore, Mishum Zulzul Yom Tov Sheni, they were misaka to do something which is unheard of, to make brachas, even though it's a Sufik. Bismarazet, even more than that, Bismarazet's not even a Sufik anymore. The Gemara Beitza says, we're not the Sufik, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. We have a calendar. The Gemara says, Yizar, but Binagav Seichem, the Chazal, Kaveya, that you still have to keep it up. So we, Mabish, get up and make it Alachalas Matzah, knowing full well that this is not Locha Mishos Binisan. You're right. But Midrabbanu, we have to observe the second Seder, so we make a Brachas. So we make Brachas at all the Yantav Shainis, the Gemara says, we should make a Leisha Besukkah on Shmini Atzeres. We say, how are you going to make a you just daven Maariv, you just made Kiddushes. Yo, Hashmini Chag HaTeres, and you're going to finish B'kashto V'Azmanim, Leishim B'Sukkah. What are you, a joke? How could it be Sukkah and Shmini HaTeres at the same time? It's a bizarre to the Yom Tov Deraisa to say Leishim B'Sukkah. He says, Yitaka, right. The Gemara concludes that, you know what, because of that concern, we have to do what we really don't want to do. We have to institute Yom Tov Sheini for Shmini Farshan Rabbah without making a bracha. And this became the famous Pesach of the Gemara in Sukkah, Hilchos HaMeisav Yasvinon, Bruchi Lo Mevarchinon. That you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but you don't make a bracha because our hands are tied. So Ad Kan the Pesach of the Gemara. So that's what it says in the Gemara, that's what it says in the Rishayim, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the din, that's the halacha Sukkah that a person is required to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz. So there is a Mordechai that raises a question. Does that apply to all aspects of being in the sukkah, pashtus, achila shein, what's the difference? So the Mordechai has a bit of a problem. Mordechai says that you see from the Gemara that almost like what helps us eating the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is the fact we're not going to make a bracha. It's like a package deal. The hilchus, a base of bracha, yasvina bracha l'brachinan, that eating the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is not so bad. It's not a shtach to Shmini Atzeres. Deraisa, normally, let's say keeping the last day of chametz. What's that a shtach to? It's a shtach to Wednesday. Let's say taking a second day off of Shavuos. What's a shtach to Monday? Well, it doesn't ruin anything. But when you're eating the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, that's a bizyonis to the yantif deraisa. So the only thing that enables us to do that and not to feel guilty is bruchel v'rachin. We're not making bruch anyway. So that already shows that we're not really doing it as a real hosafa. So we're not really detracting from Shmini Atzeres. So bruchel v'rachin. So the Mordechai says, that bruchel v'rachin saves us and allows us to do what we'd like to do on yantif sheni. That's if a parallel case on Sukkot, I would have made a bracha. So here, I walk into the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, I sit there and have a challah and my whole meal, and I don't make a bracha. Well, alzeh nema bruchel v'rachinim. But what if I do something in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres? I never would have made a bracha on anyway. The whole week, I have been making brachas on that action the entire week. So says the Mordechai, then you don't have that insurance policy. You don't have that salvation of bruchel v'rachinim. So then, that attack doesn't look right. That attack is shtach to Shmini Atzeres. That attack you're not supposed to do it. So says the Mordechai, we follow the view of Rabbeinu Tam. Whether Bizman Chazal did it or not, I can't tell you, but Rabbeinu Tam says that we don't make leishim b'sukkahs except on eating. We don't make leishim b'sukkahs on sleeping. So the Mordechai says, now a guy's going to walk into the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres night. So he finished his meal already. He went in to learn for 2 hours. He had his tish. He went to visit his Rebbe, whatever. He comes back at 12 o'clock at night and goes into the sukkah to go to sleep. So how's he going to fulfill the din of Yisuvi Yasvina Bruchim Varchim? He would never make a bracha on going to sleep. Rabbeinu Tam says, you never make a bracha on sleeping for a variety of reasons. So says the Mordechai, you know what? You have no right to sleep. You can't sleep in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres. Your hands are tied. Because since we have a practice of lomar v'rachinu the whole week, the mela, we don't have that backup to prevent any bizyoyin, any zilzul to Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, you're not supposed to sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. That's a shtickle tire from the Mordechai. So the Neid Behuda quotes this, the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, the halacha. Mishnah Berurah writes that the minhag is lahakam. He writes that people rely on this Mordechai. The Goyen says he never heard of such a thing. The Gemara says, mace of yasfira, and whatever mace of yasfira means. Whether you do make a bracha, don't make a bracha, it doesn't make a difference. You have midrabanan to sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that the minhag is lahakam. So let's not forget the Mishnah Berurah back by Sukkos writes that only the Medachtikim are the ones who slept in the Sukkah in the first place, even all week Sukkos. So even those Medachtikim who are stretching it out in Krakow in the freezing cold without their wives for a week, even those people, Shmini Atzeres, they gave in already. They became Chassidim already. They went to the house and they followed the view of the Mordechai. So yesh v'yesh. So there are some Yechidei schooler today who still sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, and there are most people not so machbet to sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres based on this Mordechai, based on other reasons, etc. But the eating in the Sukkah, so that's a Gemara, that's a Shulchan Aruch, that's for sure the din. So I'm well aware of the fact that there was a practice in many communities in Europe that many people, for some deep dark secrets, didn't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And there are a variety of different reasons that are given, some a little bit more justified, some a little less justified. It was a very, very difficult minhag to understand. The minhag goes back, read the Torah quotes, so there were some people who had this practice. It's a very, very difficult minhag. But all the explanations, not going to be called, the Gemara says, no, I see you have to do it. Some say it doesn't apply, it's too the coldest, it is, there, you know, they're visiting the rabbis, whatever it is, Makal Pei Rabbi, whatever the lumdus was, and whatever the limud chus is. So when there are still people, particularly from the Hasidic communities, that don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres today. But again, that's really the yitzim in the klal in terms of the pure halacha. In terms of the pure halacha, so it's pretty clear that the more correct psak is that a person should be eating the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. If a person finds themselves in an uncomfortable position that they're visiting their in-laws or their parents or whatever it is, and they've decided to eat the sukkah and nobody else is, so then you have to check with your local Orthodox rabbi who sits in a sukkah Shmini Atzeres to tell you what to do, how to navigate that difficult position. Because of this practice that we have, that we do sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, like the Gemara says, so now we have a little bit of a pickle. Let's say you have a person davens early Shmini Atzeres, you make yontif early and you want to sit down and eat, so you're going to go into the sukkah, what are you going to do? You can make a bracha, not make a bracha. So it's not even shkir yet. So you're allowed to make a kabbal yontif early, but now I'm in a pickle because it's still sukkah, so I have to make a bracha. But it's not, but I'm going to make kiddush for Shmini Atzeres, I can make a bracha. So the Marshal writes that therefore you should wait till it gets dark. Marshal says you're not supposed to sit down to eat the meal in Shmini Atzeres early because of this problem, because of this pickle that you're in, that you have to wait till Tzeis Gechavim. So the Taz has a whole arichas against this Marshal. He says, I don't know what the Marshal's talking about. So once you're a kabbal yontif, so it's sukkahs anymore, it's not sukkahs anymore, so you're not mechuyev to make Elisha b'sukkah. So the Taz says he doesn't know what the Marshal wanted. So but the minhag is like the Marshal. I said most shuls don't. Most shuls wait a little bit. People wait till it gets dark. Yeah.
Would that be considered The
first Asuk is that special quirk of Chag HaMatzah, so he also agrees to the Rambam. So the Taz, it's interesting. I really think that the Taz had a little bit of a humor. He had a sense of humor because there are a few places where the Taz has like a little bit of jokes here and there. They're very, very subtle. You don't catch them. And Poland was a really, really sad, miserable place in the 1500s. So any joke that come through, but the Taz here when he attacks the Marshal, he says that he was Gozer Tainus and Klai Yisrael Bechinam. They tell him to wait. It's a joke. You've been eating since Rosh Hashanah already. The guy's been eating for 3.5 weeks, 16 meals a day, and his guy's a dynasty. I think they meant there's a little bit of a humor. There's another famous Taz where he has a joke about when he talks in the Siman about Atos Yadayim, on Davash Tiful B'Mashke. So he has a whole critique. He says, nobody washes on Tiful B'Mashke anymore. It's wrong. It is when you have wet fruit, wet vegetables, you have to wash. The only time people do it, the only time people become frum all of a sudden is Pesach night. So he writes, it's a terrible thing. They should wash all year long, not just Pesach night. Why do they think Pesach is any different? Manishtana Allah is Emiko Leilos. That's a joke. I thought it was a joke. My friend said it's a joke. Manishtana gets a joke. Okay. So Lemaisa, even though the Taz has a very, very shtaka tiny, has a long, a mile long, the Taz against the Marshal. I think most shuls follow the Marshal, that they don't make early. Most shuls don't make early on Shemini Atzeres. They wait till they get the duck. There was the Marshal says that, as a lush, and he says the same Torah that says you have to eat the Sukkah 7 days, says that you makabel you have the frill, you makabel you have the frill. That's not the day anymore. So he sounds like even on Lovah Deraisa, it sounds like he would say that even in Eretz Yisrael, that you can make Shemini Atzeres early, then eat out of the Sukkah Gamri. That's what he sounds a little bit like. So it's tough. If that's true, so then there are some who have raised the question. It's impossible that this should be the din, but some have raised the question. Let's say when Shvi Shel Pesach falls out on a Friday, so let's say in Chutz Taretz, so a guy wants to Mekabel Shabbos early, Mekabel Shabbos early, so it's not Pesach anymore. So let's say in Eretz Yisrael, so you Mekabel Shabbos early, so now it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun's shining, I can eat chal already. If I can get a goyim to bring me chal, I can eat chal. Because the same Torah that says, in Alei Chametz, says the Tosefos. So it doesn't sit right. That doesn't sound right to us. So I remember one year when we had this, a guy came running to me. He said, Gavalt, his wife made a knedlach for Achrod Pesach. That's Hasidim, they eat knedlach. Many of them eat knedlach on the Kibrach, they ate their Pesach. So he said they realized, he comes to me the next day, he says he realized that his wife made knedlach and they ate the soup. And they were eating the soup on the Achrod Pesach, but it was still Mibiyal Yom. The sun was still shining. So I said, all right, for the Hasidim could rely on this. It's not relevant for them in Hukh Sukkah because they don't eat the Sukkah anyway. But they were lying to Stas, but the Evid for the guy who ate Knedlich on Shvi Shel Pesach. I said, I wouldn't have trouble. I would eat the Knedlich on the Lela Seder also, but for those people who would wait till Shvi Shel Pesach. Okay, good. All right, so I think we made a Siyam pretty much on Hukh Sukkah for whatever we did. Okay, for Metz Hashem, next week we'll start with Dal Parshas and roll into Purim, and then hopefully Pesach, and then at some point we'll circle back to Lulav if we have some time after Pesach. Okay.
I never had that problem with Rosh Shemini Atzeres because in Eretz Yisrael, Simchas Torah, so that would be so long anyway.